Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Deerskin is about a lost soul obsessed with a secondhand deerskin jacket. The star is Jean Dujardin. Remember him? He won a Best Actor Oscar in 2012 for his buoyantly funny performance in The Artist as a silent film star named George Valentin. Here, he's another George, but without the fun, a man descending into murderous delusion. Quentin Dupieux's absurdist fable is a facile notion inflated to feature proportions. It's part of the virtual cinema initiative that benefits local theaters. Yet the film, in French, is interesting for what it says about deluded filmmakers. So why would anyone fixate on a deerskin jacket in the first place? Well, it's George's arbitrary response to being thrown out by his wife and feeling he doesn't exist. He thinks the jacket will make him someone again, provided he's the only jacket-wearing person on the planet, which means keeping everyone else from wearing jackets, even if he has to kill them in the process. The director is a champion of the arbitrary. A decade ago, he made a cheerfully nutty English-language horror flick called Rubber. The hero of that one was a discarded tire with the psychokinetic power to make people explode, and it started with a CHP cop delivering a monologue on how so many things happen for no reason. In Deerskin, the man who sells George the used jacket also gives him an old camcorder for no reason, and George discovers a book about cinema techniques for no reason. That prompts him to impersonate a filmmaker when he checks into a little hotel in a pretty mountain village, where the hotel's barmaid, who happens to be a film editor, seems to believe his fevered inventions and supports him in what she describes as their collaboration on a great film. One part of the film rings familiar, if not true. George's jacket takes on a life of its own. It talks to him just as he talks to it. These conversations signal his mental deterioration and set up the film's transformation into casual slasher trash. It's a concept that goes all the way back to the 1945 horror classic Dead of Night, and Michael Redgrave as a mad ventriloquist under the spell of his dummy. Otherwise, Deerskin is silly nonsense, and gets to be all the more so as Denise buys into George's madness with her own mad passion. Unless that is this film, with its loony auteur and heedless underling, means to be seen as a parable of movie making in the so-called real world, where filmmakers with dumb ideas can delude not only themselves, but the agents, studios, investors, and distributors they need to bring their fuzzy visions to fruition. In that case, it's silly nonsense with a point. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.